Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, I'm SJ Strum and this is Baby Name Envy, the podcast. This podcast is all about helping you choose an amazing baby name that you're going to love for the rest of your life, because naming a baby is so hard. Actually, baby names is one of the most Googled things online because it presents so many problems. And the second you're pregnant, it suddenly seems like all the names you've ever loved, you suddenly hate.
Yeah.
Along with hummus and your husband. Yeah. So I'm not alone. I'm normally doing this on YouTube by myself. Every single Monday, you'll find a new name list for inspiration. But I have my go-to girl for all things baby name advice, which is my sister Naomi.
Oh, hi, can't wait to get going again this week. It was so much fun.
I know, we have been sent some amazing dilemmas. Love from them. All of my viewers. So I asked, we had about, I reckon there was about 300 in total dilemmas sent in to us. So people are really struggling.
Really struggling. And the other thing that amazes me is some of those people are not pregnant yet.
Yeah.
So did you have a baby name secret list? Did you always have some names at the back of your mind that you liked?
Well, we're both quite into names.
Yeah.
And I've always been into names. Do you remember for a while I wouldn't answer to anything other than Dorothy? Do you remember the Dorothy stage?
Do you know, I really didn't, but I love that you just reminded me of it. That's yeah. So brilliant.
I think it was around the time I was also a cat.
Yes.
For about a week.
Yeah.
I hated my name. I just always wanted, my name's Sarah Jane. I go by SJ, which is kind of a nickname that other people have given me. Like, I never created SJ as my own nickname. It was when I started work, people just were like, started calling me SJ naturally, and it's easier on text. The story goes that my dad really wanted the name Sarah.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk quickly about dad's name. So our dad has a very unique name and my mum has a very, very everyday name.
Yeah.
So this is where you bring your childhood traumas to the table when
I think
it comes
you really
to naming.
Do. Yeah.
You do. And so our dad's name is a made-up name. So my granny, who is very flamboyant, crazy, has made up her own name.
She has.
She
and
has.
She's actually changed her name.
She has.
Yeah.
So this is probably, it probably runs in our blood.
I think we've probably, this is like therapy, do you? I think we've probably got name issues somewhere.
Yeah.
So mum was Susan Seven in her classroom. So she's not cool. She's not got a trendy middle name. She's Susan Mary. But in her class at school, she was just Susan Seven.
Because there were so many, her name isn't Susan Seven. That sounds quite cool.
Yeah, I
she
know.
Was just called Susan Seven because there were yeah. seven Susans in her class. So she was very anti-popular names. And then dad's got the opposite, where granny decided that she wanted to make up a name for him. So his dad is called David. I feel bad talking because he hates his name.
He hates
his
name.
Granddad is called Robert, so he is called Davro. And he hates it to this day.
But the funny thing about that is because he was in the police, so he, of course, was Bobby Daffro. And then he went to a party and he introduced himself to someone once and they said, what's your name? And he went, Daffro. And she went, oh, well, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as Arthur. And he's like, well, that's my middle name. It's Daffro. I think he thinks it sucked. But he introduces himself as Dav, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And sort of goes with that. So what did they do with
Dav
us
and
then?
SJ.
They
went for Dav and SJ out in the town without Naomi and Sue. Boring old Naomi and Sue.
Well, I don't think Naomi is boring. So clearly you do. Just dropped that in. What do you think of my name if we go in there?
Never been jealous. Well, we call you Mimi. So I'm jealous of the nickname because I think Mimi is quite cool.
But do you call me Mimi because you don't like Naomi? It's all coming out. I say, this is therapy. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. We've got our own issues. Yeah. I do like the name Naomi, but I wouldn't have been... I didn't even like having a hyphenated name because it made me shy. I couldn't have coped with being the only Naomi in Swindon. I couldn't have coped.
I think you'll find others followed once they heard it, SJ. I don't think I'm the only Naomi to this day.
I've never heard it mentioned on my channel, let's just say.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Okay,
I have. Right, so let's move on to names. So I've asked you to pick your favourite celebrity baby namer, I guess. So which family, famous family, has the best baby names? Mm. So I'm wondering if we're going to have the same. Because I've picked one that is basically stolen from you. But it's quite hard. And celebrities, of course, are still the leaders when it comes to baby names, and you'll see them whatever name a celebrity picks, and royals, you know, I've done lots of reporting on the royal baby names whenever a royal baby's on its way. I was the BBC reporter for it, which is really good fun, predicting their names, and that name booms. But then you'll also see celebrities say, like Cheryl Cole, when she chose the name Bear, it suddenly plummets because it seems like, oh, I can't use that anymore because it seemed quite a hipster name and now it's like a celebrity name. But some celebrities have really, really, I think, got it right. And so I've picked my favourite.
I'm intrigued to hear who you're going to say because I think it could be the same.
All right, well, you go first then.
Okay, so I've gone with Robbie Williams.
So have I.
No, you have not.
I knew we would have the same one.
To the point that I have my story about Robbie Williams. So I had my daughter, Summer, and was walking around with her in her little baby thing at the front. She was about 6 weeks old. And my friend turning around and going to me, oh, and Robbie Williams has had his little girl, Theodora, and they're calling her Teddy. And I remember I literally stood still on the spot and was livid because my baby name has always been, each time for a boy, Ted. I love it.
I know.
Never been able to use it. I haven't got issues, but I was like, they've nailed it. I've just literally never heard of, I've heard of Theodora, but I'd never heard of the abbreviation. So all of their names, actually, I'm not so keen on.
Well, let's say what they are first. So he's got Theodora Rose, who goes by Teddy. And that was the one that I also, it's one of those standout names where they've nailed it, which is such a trend now, which is the long classical vintage name with the unisex nickname.
Yeah.
That's what everyone is after. And she's, I can't remember the year she was born, but he's got Theodora Rose. He's got Charlton Valentine, little boy. Then they've got two younger children now, which is really nice. They had two children by a surrogate. Colette Josephine, known as Coco.
Which is what I love. They get their nicknames absolutely on point.
And then the long name. And then they've just had Beau Benedict Enthoven. And Enthoven is actually a personal name. So it was I think the Take That manager.
Really?
One of their managers. Maybe it was Take That or just Robbie. But obviously, this is taking a lot for me because I'm a huge Take That fan. And when Robbie Williams left, I think I probably didn't come out of the... I mourned.
Yeah.
I probably rang that helpline 60 times. But I do think they've nailed it. And I'm really surprised.
I can't believe we've come with the same.
What ones don't you like them? Carlton.
Charlton. No, I don't like it. But I really like Valentine, obviously. Was he born around Valentine's Day?
No.
Or just like the name?
They just like the name.
Yeah, I love it.
I like Charlton because it's like a dance, isn't it? It's like a vintage dance. I like it. And he goes by Charlie. So that's the only one that I think...
Oh, lovely. I didn't know that, you see. I didn't know the nickname.
Yeah, so he's Charlie. I mean, I am often around their house.
Yeah, well, you're hanging out. You've nailed your names, guys. Yeah, no, I like their names a lot.
Yeah, would you... Are you a supporter of the longer name with the cute nickname?
Well, I am.
Or would you just go with a nickname? Because you've got Lottie.
Yeah, I went with just the nickname, which now I'm homeschooling. I am so glad I did, because we all need just short names if they've got to learn to write them. Just go with the shortest, easiest names.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we went with... So I wouldn't have probably have gone with Theodora, because I would have thought I wouldn't want Theodora, because I just like Teddy.
Teddy sells Theodora.
I remember you worked with someone called Teddy, and you told me the name once in complete context. You were talking about her, and you went, "Oh, and Teddy did this." And I remember literally thinking, "I love it." And you also had a colleague called Kit, a girl, and I loved that, because I'd always thought of that.
SJ, I couldn't be old. You couldn't
be old Sarah Jane in the corner with Teddy.
I know. And then the guy I worked with, Barry Beresford. I'm like, everyone's just like. Got these cool names. They've probably all got really boring names.
They're not from Swindon.
So yeah, that's his hour. That is crazy. We've chosen the same one.
Can't believe
I knew you would. I did think, should I go Mark Owen with Elwood? Because he's also got good names. But Robbie, I think, has nailed it, and Ada. You know, congrats, guys. So yeah, well done to Robbie and Ada.
Brilliant.
If there was a prize
for us getting the same one.
I was hoping we could fight over who would got it best. Yeah. But let's move on then. So we have now got some viewers' dilemmas. So we need to help people name their babies. So some people have sent us in, they're pregnant, they're about to have their baby, but there's something that is making it really, really extra difficult for them, and they just want some advice from us. I have done a lot of the hard work and been researching names. So now you tell us
First
one.
I saw on YouTube that you posted about baby name dilemmas and naming struggles. I have a slight struggle of my own currently. My husband and I are expecting a baby girl in May and have no idea what to name her. We have to choose a name that starts with a G due to the fact that we started our own tradition of naming our family in alphabetical order. Now, I'm loving this, because this is something that appears at the end of Bridgerton. And of course, in lockdown, all we've done is watch Netflix and Bridgerton. And the Duke is obviously another name.
I reckon there'll be They've pinched it.
Yeah, a spike in the name Duke, because he's so hot. My initials are AB, Angela Beth. My husband's a CD, Cody Dean. And our son is EF, Enzo Philpy. Right. So our daughter's name naturally has to be GH.
Has to be. I think it's, I mean, if you figured out that you are A, B, C and D and you're getting married, she could have done the Absidy. Have you seen that name?
No.
Which is literally spelt A, B, C, D, E. And
That's
then
awful,
you're just called
it?
Absidy.
I've just...
That is a name.
Is it?
Legit.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But she hasn't done that. So she needs a G and an H.
And it needs to go with Enzo, because I guess that's the children. I actually know people that do this, that go for... My boss goes for words with his initials. So he is G-E-T, so get. And then they've got like eat. And they've really gone with that.
Gone with a theme. A strong theme. Well, I think it's
a
cute.
A name. So what would you go for there?
So she needs a Gina H at the end of the day. First of all, I commend you for having a strong theme.
Yeah.
For figuring that out. Not going with Absidy, but for Gina H, and she wants names. G is a bit of a hard girl name, because it's often quite a strong sound. And looks
it really
like
is.
Like, I love Greta and those types of names as well, but a lot of people really don't. So I found some that I thought were really, really nice. So... Recently, I've really loved the name Guinevere, and Guinevere means actually white phantom, which is kind of like a sort of angelic figure, Guinevere. She's from history. What are you looking at me?
I just think she sounds like a Disney villain.
Guinevere?
Yeah, but carry on.
Guinevere is, she's not a Disney villain. She's
I
like
don't
a
even think I could spell it.
Guinevere?
No.
But the mum's called Angela, which is angel, and
oh,
Guinevere
nice.
Is like also an angel, but she's like a white phantom.
Oh,
she was from mythology. She was kind of like a, but have you never heard that name?
No.
Okay. Well, you also probably wouldn't have Enzo, so I think
no.
Angela
yeah.
might be on my side.
Might be on your
Angela.
Side. Yeah, she's with you.
She's with me. Guinevere, I love it. Do you not love? I love it. Guinevere. And then my middle name I've gone with for H is Hart, spelled H-A-R-T, which I really like.
Really
it's a
nice.
Middle spot. I think it is a brave one for first. But I think if you've got Enzo Philpy, then you have Guinevere Hart. I think that sounds really lovely.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like you're just like... Can't believe we're not on board with Guinevere.
No.
Because people love the V sound. If you think about all the Evelyns, Evies, Avas.
I thought you might come out of Genevieve there, because we've got a friend, Genevieve.
Genevieve is really lovely, but I prefer Guinevere if she's looking for something unusual.
Yes, yeah.
And I liked the fact that it linked their names a little bit. So the other name I came up with, though, also is not Genevieve, because I actually really prefer Geneva.
Yes.
Which is a place name. I think it's a little bit more trendy. Like, I'm going to go with Enns. I think Geneva is super cool. Like, whenever I hear it, I really like it as a name. And then I've gone with Geneva Hove. Hove meaning shelter, which also is really nice. You don't hear that as much. You hear Cove a lot, but not so much Hove.
Yeah.
So Geneva Hove or Guinevere Heart. Yeah. What do you like out of them?
The second one.
The second one. Mm. Would you prefer Geneva Heart?
Yes. I think with the Gen sounds, like with Genevieve, you have to be careful that it gets abbreviated to Gen, because this is what's happened with our friend Genevieve, and her mum is Colombian. And she, I mean, literally from the age of about 18, I've been yelled at going, it's not Jen, it's Genevieve.
Yeah.
So you have to be...
Whereas Geneva, you could go with Neve.
Yeah,
you could
I think that's
Eva.
What's nice about it.
It's a really lovely, strong
name. Really nice. I like the abbreviation a lot.
And if you're worried about... If she's struggling with the G sound because it's a strong G, then think of the Genevas or the Guinevere's. And I'm with Guinevere. I think you should
go for it.
But if you've never heard it, though, you do have different... Everyone brings a different association to the table.
I think linking it to the mother's name, making Angela sound a bit trendy, like as in making... That's pointing out that that's an angel and that's where you got it from. Yeah. I think that's really lovely. I think it's got that going for it.
Thank you.
Sarah Jane, well done.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next one. We are having our baby within the next 3 weeks or so, and he's a little boy. I find boys' names really hard to choose.
Do you find?
Yeah, I do. Do you find that people say that to you?
Most people struggle with boy names because most dads are very opinionated about their boys' names a lot. They want more traditional. Whereas for girls, we can be a bit broader. We don't mind if it's a little bit... floral, naturey, traditional, strong. We're a bit more of a spectrum, whereas for boys, a lot of dads then step in and they want something that's a bit more traditional and still want our boys to be a little bit more taken a bit more seriously. So I do find that with people when they get in touch with me. And I feel like most of us as girls, we had a girl name because we are girls. Mm. So we all had our dollies called whatever. So we find it a bit easier, yeah. So boys are hard, and there's a sweet spot with boys.
There is. I feel like there's no good ones out there that aren't extremely popular. I think that happens a lot.
Yeah.
My favourite was Garnet.
And Garnet, my which is a stone name, yeah. Like a mineral, like a... Yeah.
And my overbearing mother forced it out of me one day, and it's raked the mud over it ever since, which has hurt my feelings, honestly. Awful, isn't it? We
Why
keep getting this.
To know the name.
Yeah,
and then not going to be positive
slag
about
it off. Yeah. Couldn't quite get my husband on board either. We chose Edward at the end because it fits in with the criteria that we're looking for, and it's 200 plus year long standing name in my family. My husband really likes it, but I feel that I just don't quite love it. I like it, but that's it. Edward is a really good name though, because it you can have all the different abbreviations. So you can have Eddie, Ed, as they get older.
I was going to say, what more are you going to come up with?
Ted.
Oh, yeah, of course you can, actually.
I always bring it back to Ted.
You could go Teddy.
And I think that's really nice as their age.
The thing is, what she's saying is, she's been hurt.
Yeah.
She's totally backtracked from Garnet. And now she's feeling really hurt and... You know, they demanded to know their names, that's what she's saying. They've left big opinions on it and made it hard to decide situation more difficult anyway. And she's basically sent this as a word of warning to people, like, don't share your names, because Garnet, if she had just gone with it...
She still loves it.
Yeah, and it's a shame not to love the name.
It is.
You can learn to love a name, you can.
Mm.
But Garnet to Edward, to me... felt so separate, and this had a huge response from she posted it on my community tab on YouTube, and so many people were like, I'm so sorry for you, like I think that that's been really like a difficult thing to go through in pregnancy, and it reminds us all, if we don't like the name, just find something positive about it you do like. Like, oh, I love that you've chosen, I love that you found something you love.
Yeah.
If you could say nothing else, I'm happy that you love the name.
And just, that it's a precious stone, or...
Yeah.
And she should explain that. I think she touches on something here though that's really interesting, that it is that she's late in her pregnancy, all the emotions of that, then someone's slagging off your name, and then you've caved into this Edward, and you just don't love it. It's sad, isn't it?
Well,
I think it happens
solution.
A lot. The What's your solution?
So I've thought, how about a blend of the names, Edgar? So then she's got the...
Yeah.
Edgar, so it's a bit more unique because Edward is lovely, but it's a little bit, if she likes garnet, I can't see you going full circle from garnet to Edward and being able to love with all your heart, whereas I think that I suddenly was like, actually I love Edwin as well, but it honours your 200 year plus family tradition, but it's got a bit of your spirit, Edgar, and it's got Edgar Allan Poe, like poetry, it's got like some niceness to it. It's your name, then it's your individual name, which is what you seem to be really wanting.
Yeah.
And I think stuff the family, like if they don't like it, it really doesn't matter, because you don't want to be, when your baby's like 7 months old, going, do you know what, I wish I'd been a bit braver, or then on next baby down the line suddenly going, I've got Edward and then Garnet, you know, like
And she's got time, because she's saying that she's at the end of her pregnancy, you don't register the baby for a bit, so see the baby, see if she can gradually softly catch the monkey, get the name in. As you say, on your labour bed, mention your name again.
Braver.
Feel much braver after you've given birth. Take
on
the world.
So yeah, thanks everyone for your comments on that dilemma. And yeah, okay. Edgar, go with it.
So I've got another one. Just wanted to pass along my husband and my baby name dilemma.
Uh-huh.
We don't have kids yet, but we are hoping to soon. But their dilemma is real. Their last name is Tran. So it's Vietnamese, and that name has so many connotations even beyond the obvious. We love Una, but the nickname would then be Tuna Can instead of Una Tran.
Tuna Can,
that's awful, isn't it?
It's a hard last name again.
Otto, but my mum says auto transmission at once. The girl's name I'm non-negotiating, though, is Hero from Shakespeare. And I love that name.
Do you?
Yeah, I absolutely
love
it.
But...
Also came across Reggie. My family is Dutch on my mother's side, and we also love that. So, yes, there are issues with a bunch of baby names rhyming that we don't like. We don't like some of them.
Yeah. Tran, it is hard. I mean, I feel like Una Tran with the tuna can.
Well, once you've said it, you can't get it out of your head. This happens. So I thought I had thought of everything with my baby names. And I would say I'm a neurotic baby namer. And obviously Lottie, I thought I had everything covered. And then she had her first cold. And I couldn't stop saying Snotty Lottie. I literally couldn't stop it. And I was like, well, now I've said it, it's out there. And my friend had Edie. And she ate a lot when she was little, and she would be like, oh, greedy Edie. And I'd be like, oh no, it's awful, isn't it? But once you've said it, it's out there.
It's in your head.
It's in your head. So Tran, I don't think that's the hardest surname we've heard of, is it? But from some of the names that we've had sent in. I think you can work with that.
You can work with it. And it's actually a beautiful name. So I looked up what it means. And
nice.
It actually means ancient or antique.
Oh, that's lovely.
In Vietnamese. So it's got a real vintage quality to it. So actually, Hero Tran.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. But I don't know if it's perfect. I love Hero. I mean, I would go with it. But Hero Tran, I think it's something to do with, it maybe needs a longer, in ideal world, you would maybe go a bit longer, maybe. I don't know. But I looked up a few names that I thought you might like as well, taking on board how brave you are with Hero, which I do. I'm really surprised you like Hero.
Yeah, I love it.
You did actually like some quite quirky names.
Summer was out there all those years ago. It's just that time has passed.
You were just a trendsetter.
That's what happens, is like fashions change, don't they?
Yeah. I like Hero a lot, and I actually think it's getting much more wearable as a first name. And like you say, all the Shakespearean names are back, like Ophelia and all of that stuff. So it is a great name. So the couple that I found which are interesting is a name, Evaz. So like Eva, but with a Z on the end.
Yeah, that's lovely.
I'd never heard it before.
I love that.
And it means adorned.
Oh.
So I felt like with the name Tran meaning this ancient or antique, then Evaz Tran sounds quite nice. I just never heard it. So I wanted to share it with everybody because I feel like Eva is so out there. And it could be a boy or a girl name. It's quite unique.
It's lovely.
Evaz. Isn't it interesting? And then the other name that I found, because I was looking again into this meaning of ancient and everything, is the name Antiquity. So antiquity actually means ancient civilizations. So it was a time in antiquity when, so it would be like a name given to lots of different ancient civilizations. So it's where antique actually comes from, is antiquity.
Wow.
And I just thought it sounds really nice. Antiquity, yeah. Tran, it sounds quite nice. And it's really unique, like hero and another alternative, but even more unique than hero antiquity, but has a nice link. Or hero antiquity Tran sounds quite nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So quite pretty name. Really so, yeah, pretty. When you have a difficult surname, I do like to look into the meanings behind the names and then kind of search those, find out what else is out there, and you will sometimes have something really special if we're looking for something unique. So yeah.
You've got a great idea for a podcast. You've recorded it on your phone or you've used our podcast creator pack. But now you want it on Spotify for everyone to listen to, right? Well, for £199, VidPix will make it happen. Use our basics guide to get started. Then record up to 4 episodes using your phone, upload to us, and we'll do the rest. We'll add a professional jingle, make sure it sounds great throughout, add custom artwork, and send back a link to listen on Spotify. So, what are you waiting for? Make it happen.
So what we wanted to do was try and find some more where we're not just naming the babies, but we're helping solve some of these bigger dilemmas. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes people are just in this thing, they're at stalemate, and there's no one to talk to about it, and they've come to us for some advice. So everyone else, get your kind of like your hats on to thinking, what can they do to get themselves out of these tricky dilemmas? Should they go with a name? Should they not? And we just have to be brutally honest, which comes easier to you than it does to me.
Okay, hit me with it.
So first up, these have been sent to me from viewers again. So lovely lady, watches the video, sent in. She's only baby girl she's ever loved is Hadley. So quite pretty, but again, it's the fiance's last name has basically putting this off. She's being put off because his last name begins with an O. She feels it would be incredibly cruel for her future daughter to have the initials Ho.
Yeah.
So she's like, her fiance doesn't see the issue with it, but she knows her kids taunt over the silliest things. And she's saying, am I right for being concerned and sad that I have to scrap it? Or is he right for saying I'm just overthinking it?
I'm 50-50 on this one because I actually don't think children to a certain age know what Ho is, do you?
No.
Like, I think you'd have to be middle secondary school to be really up with your hoes and to know those names. If someone came out with it now at 8, I'd be gobsmacked.
Yeah, maybe it's like a really old-fashioned thing. Like, you know, you think ho, 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 Santa Claus.
I thought you were going to say that they'd find out what Ho means at the same time that Santa's not real. I was like, where have you got that from?
Changed everything. So that's Santa.
Do you know what?
I
don't like sexy names. I wouldn't like to be called a sexy name. So, for example, my husband used to throw in things like, I really like Roxy. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm just getting stripper from that. But he, like, obviously really liked that. I mean, may as well just have said, I fancy people with those names, basically.
Yeah.
I think she probably is overthinking the Ho thing. Just get another letter in there for the middle name, do you not think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just dilute it straight away.
Absolutely.
But not with another O for all the Santa reasons you just mentioned.
Okay.
Because you don't want Ho. You don't want to
drag
it out. Well, I
would. I'd enjoy that. I'd be like, hi-ho, hi-ho.
Yeah, you would.
When she comes in from school, just embrace it. Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
I don't think she'll ever get to Ho in her head.
You end up saying,
I can't stop saying it now.
She'll never get to Ho in her head. I think you are over worrying about it. Hadley is such a pretty name.
Really nice.
It's not bad enough an issue to give up on the name you've always loved. If you both agree on it, go with it. Put a lovely name in the middle and you're done.
So don't put the Ho to bed.
Okay, right. So this next dilemma is about, okay, so this is good because it's a sister's dilemma.
Oh,
and we are
sisters. We are sisters.
Who like sharing a lot.
Not names.
She is 5 years older than her sister.
Right.
She has a 3-year-old girl and she has another unknown gender on the way. So she doesn't know if she's having a girl or a boy yet.
Okay.
But she's got a big dilemma. She needs to know what she should do because a few years ago, her sister's not married yet. She's the older sister. Sister's not married, nowhere near kids. But a few years ago, they went out, got a bit tipsy, drunk, start talking about baby names. As
crazy fools. They sound like right losers. But yeah, carry on.
Says us doing our baby name podcast.
Never done that before. Yeah.
That's all we do as well. So they were talking about baby names. Turned out, she was like, if I have another girl, I'm going to call it. She hasn't said the name. And her sister's like, oh, that's also my favourite name. So over a few glasses of wine, they've revealed they've got the exact same favourite girl name. Haven't talked about it since, but now she's in the dilemma that she is pregnant, having her second. Mm. She wants to use the name, knowing already full well that her little sister's favourite baby girl name could be about to be pinched.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Because the thing is, she may never have a girl. And how I would say something like, how lovely that you love my baby name so much.
Would you? This is why I would be raging.
What if no one ends up using it and the cat ends up being called it? Because we're all just, I think if it's just a really lovely name that everyone likes, I would be pleased for you. You did have children before me. You did get married before me. I would have been pleased for you.
So if I'd have gone, here's Theodora, you can call her Teddy. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I'd be absolutely livid.
Yes, exactly.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be really pleased. I'd go, Teddy. Stupid. No, I wouldn't. I'd be really, really pleased for you. I think that depends on how close they really are. Truly, I do.
I think they should have the discussion is all.
I would rather you had it than a friend. I think a friend is a totally different thing. I think a sibling is in the family. It's a name that you all love. And it's your niece or nephew.
She's saying, should I have the conversation? Don't even know if having a boy or a girl. I would just have the conversation. Are you still really set on the name, whatever? Because if you are, let's just have a quick chat because we still are. And her sister might be like, oh my God, no. I hate that name now.
Yeah, because you're not pregnant. You haven't got a boyfriend. You're not having a baby.
You don't know what his surname's going to be. It could be anything. All these dilemmas exactly. are going to be yours in a few years. So yeah, just have the conversation, I think, because I think I would be a bit livid myself if I hadn't have been asked. And if I had really, really, you know, the one thing I've got in my lonely single life baby, is my baby.
No boyfriend. I've just got an imaginary baby name. I mean, that is sad. I disagree. I think that you're really loving. And if I said to you, look, I absolutely love that name. I tell you what I don't like is girls that just basically pinch your name. I've been pregnant at work before and a girl got pregnant after me. She literally, if I used to go, I like Beatrice, I used to see her scribbling it down on a pad. I used to think, I'm going to lob my pen at you in a minute. Like, that really irritated me. Like, literally just...
A stranger.
Just a great big steal.
Keep names in the family.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we kind of disagree. I think we're saying what we would like to have our reaction, but we've obviously had a deeper guttural reaction to the stealing. So I would have the conversation. But thanks, Naomi, for being here.
Oh, thank you. It's been really
fun. Baby Name Envy, the podcast. I hope we've given you some name ideas. I hope you are joining in and rate this podcast. You can write in the ratings what you would do in these dilemmas. And you can come over to my YouTube channel where every single Monday you will get more baby name ideas. You can find me, SJ Strum, on Pinterest, where there are three new names posted every single day because I just love a baby name. Thanks guys for listening. We'll see you on the next episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.